This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Irma N. Gonzalez. Date of birth is July the 3rd, 1963. Case ID number is 6205788. Date of exam, April the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/21/2022, and medical records from Dr. Michelle Jackson dated 2/17/2023. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old separated female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, urinary incontinence with kidney disease, and knee problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in May of 2021, where she worked as a substitute teacher for 25 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, urinary incontinence with kidney disease, and number three, knee problems. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic nephropathy and problems with diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose once per week and states that it usually comes out between 152 to 209 mg/dL. At the present time, she is taking Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD, Lantus, 25 units BID, Trulicity, 0.75 mg/0.5 milliliters, Q-Week, and Glyburide/Metformin, 5 mg/500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. She also takes Januvia, 100 milligrams QD. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9.3, which is indicative of being very poorly controlled. She is considered an insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus patient. Allegation number two, urinary incontinence with kidney disease. The claimant states that on May 8, 2015, she was hospitalized for ascites in her abdomen. She was told that she had chronic kidney disease and that her gut was leaking. She had a gastric ulcer and had an exploratory laparotomy performed to remove the liquid in her abdomen. She also had a second surgery on May the 13th, 2015 to try to remove excess liquid. The claimant has a problem with urinary incontinence, but is morbidly obese and has difficulty putting Pampers on. She does not know what her renal function is, and I was not provided with a laboratory test to evaluate her kidney function. The claimant does have diabetes, which does not appear to be well controlled. She was placed on dialysis 4 times while she was hospitalized, but has not been placed on dialysis since 2015. At this time, her diagnosis appears to be ascites with urinary incontinence and possible chronic kidney disease. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, bilateral knee pain. The claimant states that since 1985, her knees have been giving out on her. She has weakness of both knees, and x-rays were performed, but they were found to be negative. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her main complaint is that she has a tendency to walk and then fall secondary to her knees giving out on her. Her symptoms include swelling, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily, along with severe weakness. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has difficulty squatting. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She does have difficulty in opening up jar tops. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Michelle Jackson. She is presently on gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, and ibuprofen, 600 milligrams Q8 hours. She states the only physical activity she does is walking the dog in the park. Occasionally, she helps out with light housework, cooking, and sometimes doing some light laundry. But she does not sleep during the day, watch TV, or go to the grocery store. Family history. The father is 83 and in good health. Her mother is 62 and died at the age of 62 of complications from diabetes mellitus. She had ganglia skin lesions. Medications. Jardiance, 20 milligrams QD. Lantus, 25 units BID. Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters Q-week. Glyburide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Januvia, 100 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams QD. Citrulline hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, Voltaren, 1% gel, applied 2 grams to affected area, BID. And she was supposed to take gabapentin, 300 milligrams once a day, only for 30 days. Medical problems, urinary incontinence with possible chronic kidney disease secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, history of 6 nerve palsy of both eyes with surgery of the left, bilateral knee pain secondary to weakness, and morbid obesity. Major surgery, surgery of both eyes, but especially for the left eye, for 6 nerve palsy when she was 6 years old. Surgery on May the 8th, 2015 for gastric ulcer with exploratory laparotomy and history of ascites. Second surgery, removal of fluid in the abdomen. Performed on May the 13th, 2015. The claimant was told that she was in acute kidney failure, and dialysis was performed 4 times. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit, weight 225 pounds, height 5 feet 1/4 inch, BP 135 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 44. General, this is a ...59-year-old female. Who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She presented with family members, and she appears to be a fairly reliable historian, who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant had difficulty in explaining to me what kind of surgery they performed on her abdomen, and her son had to explain it to me. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The claimant does have bilateral 6th nerve palsy, especially on the left side. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for mild abnormality noted on the left side with blurred vision of the lens. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/30, OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet, binocular uncorrected is 20/40, and binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and very distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant does have a 20-centimeter abdominal vertical surgical scar, which appears to be intact, but she appears to be very distended and may have ascites. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the bilateral 6th nerve, where she appears to have nerve palsy, and surgery was performed on those muscles and that area. However, the claimant still has inward gaze on both sides, but especially at the left. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device, but probably needs one at this time. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant has no palpable muscle spasms, but slight tenderness of her knee area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for the patient having hernia valgal of both knees, possibly causing problems with her ambulation. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength, but decreased strength of both knees at plus 3 over 5. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty on walking on her toes, but was able to walk on her heels. She is able to walk at a tandem rate, but has some instability. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with any assisted devices, but appears to need one at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the 6th nerve, where she has bilateral nerve palsy on both eyes. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, where the claimant does have hernia valgal of both knees. She is able to heel walk, but is unable to toe walk. The claimant is also able to walk at a tandem rate with some instability. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, but does have decreased vision in her left eye, secondary to 6th nerve palsy. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision and weakness of all her extremities with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Dash being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9.3, indicating that she is very poorly controlled. The claimant is also morbidly obese. Number two, urinary incontinence. with a history of acute kidney injury. Confirmed with medical records. Appears to be stable at this time. She has difficulty wearing urinary pads secondary to morbid obesity and not fitting into the pads. She has been started on medication for urinary incontinence, but did not recall the name of the medication. Number three, bilateral knee problems, secondary to hinovalgal deformity and morbid obesity. She is able to ambulate fairly well, but she's very weak in her lower legs and has a tendency to fall frequently. X-rays were normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Irma N. Gonzalez.